A bench mismatch, a scope gap, a stakeholder escalation, each gets treated as a hard blocker requiring structural intervention when most warrant fast iteration instead. Four frameworks correct this. Type 1, Type 2 sets decision velocity, Eisenhower orders the queue, DAS-EI assigns authority and prevents reversible decisions from stalling, PMBOK stakeholder management separates trust failure from delivery failure. Why are staffing mismatches misclassified as irreversible? When a client challenges team competence mid-engagement, the reflex is to swap resources, open a requisition, or restructure. PMI data across 4,455 project management practitioners shows communication, requirements, sponsorship, and alignment failures as leading causes of project underperformance ahead of personnel gaps. Triage requires four parties: the account executive, client relationship, the practice lead, bench and capability decisions, the resource manager, internal reallocation and capacity, and the vendor CSM, customer success manager, if a technology partner is co-funding the engagement. Convening the wrong subset produces a decision without the authority to execute it. Which decision types are most often misclassified? A resistant client is more often a symptom of unmet expectations than a verdict on team quality. A bench mismatch signals a lead time gap, not a capability ceiling. A CEO-level escalation over team conflict is an interpersonal dynamic, not a personnel failure. Bezos identified this pattern at organizational scale. The primary failure mode in large institutions is applying Type 1 process to reversible situations. What is the Type 1, Type 2 decision lens? Type 1 decisions are consequential and largely irreversible, one-way doors, warranting great deliberation before committing. Type 2 decisions are reversible and cheap to undo, two-way doors, warranting speed and high judgment individuals or small groups. Delivery examples of each type. Signing a milestone SOD with vague scope is type 1, contractually binding and hard to reverse. Proposing a paid inception phase is type 2, time limited and reversible. Treating a two-way door as a one-way door stalls decisions. How does the Eisenhower matrix add triage ordering? Eisenhower determines the order of engagement. Type 1, Type 2 determines the decision velocity within each item. Why Q2 is the real leverage point? In practice, many Q1 crises begin as neglected Q2 work, a framing consistent with Covey's urgent important model and with crisis management literature emphasizing the cost of deferred preparation. Mitroff and Alpaslan, 2003, DAS-EI not established before pursuit. Stakeholder relationships not maintained, team capability not developed. These activities are never urgent, so they are chronically deferred, immediate versus deferrable actions across simultaneous crises. When multiple crises land at once, Eisenhower gives the sequence but not the split between stabilization and root cause work. The immediate column stops the bleeding, the deferrable column addresses recurrence. Why does delivery authority collapse without a DAS-EI? Without a DAS-EI, no single role holds unambiguous decision rights. Decisions stall in silence across dotted line relationships. DAC-EI assigns four roles to every significant decision: a driver who owns moving the decision forward, a single approver with final authority, contributors who provide substantive input, and informed parties notified afterward. What failure mode does DAC-EI prevent? Its power is not taxonomic. It is a forcing function that requires organizations to name in advance who can say no. The approver is the human-in-the-loop control point, the role that cannot be automated, delegated by silence, or assumed. Without that clarity, sales commits to scope in a client meeting, delivery identifies structural risks, and the client receives contradictory signals from the same firm. No individual owns the decision, so no individual acts. The tell. Sales and delivery both believe they communicated clearly. The client received two different answers. How do you exercise authority through dotted line relationships? DAC-EI works cleanly when authority is direct. When the delivery director has only dotted line authority, informal influence without org chart ownership, the approver role depends on trust rather than structure. The mitigation: established DAS-EI expectations at engagement kickoff before any crisis, so the dotted line relationship carries decision-making weight when a scope dispute arrives. Silence is not agreement in dotted line structures. The delivery director must confirm the approver role in writing at engagement start. Mark noun at fileagents.nd. Role. You assist the delivery director on scope, staffing, and client communication tasks. You do not have authority to commit, approve, or communicate on behalf of sales or the client. Guflaws, constraints. Scope changes to assigned SOW, flag for approver sign off before any client communication. Sales verbal commitments are not binding, require a written amendment before acting on them. Staffing proposals outside the AI capability frontier. Classify type 1 and flag for human review. Ambiguous decisions, output what information is missing, do not infer or assume. YAML file equals sign delivery / DASI ASO template.yaml. Decision, SOW underscore scope underscore approval. Description, final sign off on milestone structure and timeline before contract execution. Roles, driver delivery underscore director hash, approver delivery underscore director hash, contributors, sales underscore lead, engagement underscore manager, client underscore CTO, informed, account underscore executive, practice underscore lead, constraints, approver underscore veto, true hash single approver, sales cannot override hash, hash escalation ladder defined in agents.md, decision underscore deadline underscore days, 3, criteria, milestones underscore R underscore specific underscore and underscore measurable, timeline underscore has underscore slack underscore for underscore ramp, acceptance underscore criteria underscore agreed underscore in underscore writing, mockdown cre121516 file equal sign skills / delivery decision triage dot md, name delivery decision triage, description classifies staffing and scope decisions as type 1 or type 2. Use when evaluating an adjacent stack deployment, a scope change, or a delivery risk at intake. When to use, evaluating whether to deploy an engineer on an adjacent stack, assessing whether to approve a scope or timeline change, triaging a delivery risk under time pressure. Rules, evaluating whether to deploy an engineer on an adjacent stack, assessing whether to approve a scope or timeline change, triaging a delivery risk under time pressure. Rules, evaluating whether to approve a scope layoldery handas wabamatol nadihni, Use only intake data provided. Do not infer missing context. Architectural gap, domain knowledge missing. Type 1, escalate to delivery director. Syntactic gap with active AI tooling. Type 2, require a written quality gate before committing. Tasks outside the confirmed AI capability frontier. Type 1, regardless of tooling. Classification ambiguous after intake. Output insufficient data and list what is missing. Utnabi, how do the four frameworks form a single decision cadence? The four frameworks operate at different levels and answer distinct questions. Treating them as alternatives produces analysis paralysis. Used as complementary layers, they produce a coherent cadence, the four-layer stack. What operating model changes prevent delivery failure recurrence? An AI operating model requires decision frameworks embedded at the pursuit stage before any crisis arrives. Governance structures must be in place before the pressure that tests them. All four failure modes share one structural root cause. Decisions that should have been made upstream were deferred until pressure forced them. What three structural changes close the gaps? Three changes close those gaps. Establish DASI before pursuit. Document the approver role for SOW structure at pursuit. Agree an escalation ladder between sales and delivery, and communicate it to the client before contract execution. Protect Q2 capacity. Stakeholder investment, milestone sharpening, and team psychological safety are Q2 activities that Q1 crises crowd out. Block Q2 time weekly. Qualify the AI capability frontier at intake. Map which tasks fall within AI range, classify which staffing decisions are type 2, and flag which require a specialist match tooling cannot substitute. Follow-on sequence per crisis type. The operating model changes are structural, the follow-on sequence is tactical. The phases below reflect practitioner convention, not empirical prescription. Timelines compress or extend based on client risk tolerance and relationship history. These frameworks do not eliminate hard conversations. They determine who has standing to have them, in what order, and with what authority. Most delivery failures trace to one deferred upstream decision, a DASI never written, a stakeholder relationship never invested in, a scope boundary never held, PMI, 2018. The delivery leader's leverage is in Q2 work, not crisis response. For a deeper look at how agentic tooling changes the architecture of delivery work itself, see Orchestrating AI Agents, a practical guide to sub-agent architecture.